8:11 on Connect FM and your morning connection rolling on for this Friday. And it is consolidation countdown time. And you know, it is crunch time. The countdown to consolidation of the city of Dubois and Sandy Township into the new city of Dubois municipality is now just at 52 days. On January 5th of 2026, consolidation will take hold and become official with the swearing in and seating of the new city government officials, including the seven individuals who were recently elected to council positions. Well, each month this year, we've been taking time to talk with some of the key individuals working in the process of consolidation, getting their insight and perspective. And today on Consolidation Countdown, we are so thankful to have the lead of the interim management team for the city of Dubois and Sandy Township, and that is Ben Kafferlin. Ben, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're sure welcome. Now, as I said a moment ago, Ben, it is crunch time. We just have 52 days to go before the new city of Dubois municipality commences. So we last week had the election of city council members for the new city. That election seemed to go very well and smoothly, which we're very thankful for. And five individuals were chosen to serve four-year terms. Another two are going to serve two-year terms. So could you begin, Ben, by kind of explaining what's ahead in that process, the seating of the new city government, and what that's going to look like?
Sure. Well, conveniently, some of them are currently elected officials, right?
Yeah.
And so we're not going to need to train or onboard them in much of any way.
Sure.
But between now and the swearing in on January 5th, we will be offering some, we'll say, voluntary training. Mm-hmm. So something on parliamentary procedure, on, you know, the basics of government, even though most of these folks are very well attuned to what's going on. And then we want to try to start including them in some of the communications so it's a smooth transition. So we're going to give them the new elected officials' email addresses and start getting their input on the budget and such so that they don't need to reopen the budget and that kind of thing in the new year. We can take into consideration their wishes now. So between now and then, it'll be that kind of training stuff. But for the most part, our nose is going to be to the grindstone on contract negotiations and finishing up this budget, getting everything ready for the ceremony.
Yeah.
So we'll have the judges come over from Clearfield to swear in the new board and then move right into a reorganizational meeting. That's where they will select a mayor, a vice president of council, presumably reappoint us for at least a period of time, appoint a solicitor, that kind of thing. Get everything off to the races.
Yeah. Could you offer a little bit of clarification why it is that five have the four-year terms and two have the two-year terms?
Yeah, it's very, very unusual, right? Usually in a municipality, even on the ballot, it will say whether they're running for a two or a four-year. And I knew that caused some confusion during the election. Mm-hmm. It's a very seldom used part of the law in the Consolidation Act that specifically says that when you have more than five running, they have to have staggered terms, and the first five get four, and anyone else, whether it was two or four members that are running, would then get the two-year terms.
Yeah.
So it's kind of odd that it's not more even. Mm-hmm. Something like a four or three would be, if I could have chosen it, but the law explicitly said that it's five and then
it's going to be the way it is, but it'll help stagger the terms too, so that if give people some options, you know, as every 2 years passes,
right,
refresh the city council as it stands.
Yeah.
All right. In our remaining time, Ben, I kind of wanted to open the mic to you for these next 6 or 7 minutes. There are probably some really front burner issues, some things that kind of take precedence over the others getting this close in the game. We're 52 days away, as we've mentioned a couple of times before. And I'm sure, you know, one of those things that you've already talked about is the budget. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of discussion about the budget. There's been a lot of hard work being put in by the consolidation board and by the management team of getting that to a point to where there's not going to be a deficit. Mm-hmm. And but where we're also going to have to maybe bite bite the bullet a little bit with higher taxes to bring things up to where they need to be. So could you address that as we lead into this?
Yeah, that is definitely the thing that we're spending the most time on. And I feel bad for those elected officials that have had to sit through 3-hour meetings mm-hmm. multiple times
exactly.
once a week for the last month. But it is probably the most important thing that those elected officials can do. The first most important thing is selecting the right manager. And the second thing is setting the priorities that end up being in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have given us, I think, good direction over the last month. And we have been able to massage things to make them work. And the central question I think we get from, particularly I've seen on Facebook,
right,
is I thought consolidation was supposed to save us money, and therefore, why are my taxes going up?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. And they're not fun, but I'm here to call the balls and strikes.
Yep.
And I mean, the main one is that neither community raised taxes for years.
Yes.
And that's in spite of deferred capital, in spite of inflation, in spite of so many factors that went into it. And so now we're at this point where we're trying to do a level reset, combine the two communities. And, you know, we're met with this kind of resistance saying this was supposed to save us money. Well, here's my analogy.
Okay.
If you decided you were going to get married in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and that, and you know, it's going to save you money. We're going to go to one house. We're going to, you know, consolidate so many things. It's going to save us money. And then you moved in together a couple months into, the, well, you're going to already start seeing those benefits, right,
mm-hmm.
Of the consolidation of the households, right?
Yeah.
That's essentially what happened here. You've already seen a lot of the benefits of consolidation because you only have one director, for instance, of every department at this point.
Okay.
So you're already saving a lot on wages and just a lot of overhead that is no longer needed. And so to some extent, when people say the consolidation is supposed to be the thing that saves money, my point is yes, and it already has. It yes. already has saved you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, the offset of that, though, is that you decided you're going to build a new house
mm-hmm.
and a lot of other things that cost money.
Yeah.
And so those savings have been seen, but then also spent in other ways.
Sure.
So like paying yeah. cash, basically, for the city hall renovation was a huge hit that basically takes all of the cash reserves that the communities had together and spent it on that building.
Understood.
Yeah. yeah. So we're going into a new year with very, very low cash balance.
Yeah.
And that is kind of the concerning thing and the reason that Lisa in particular was raising the red flag the other night saying, you know, yeah, we could go into this with almost a no tax increase, but you're going to have no margin. And so when something breaks, when something goes wrong, we're not going to be able to, like, you're going to have to take out a note.
Yeah.
You're going to be behind the eight ball. And so that's one of the main reasons that we're saying there needs to be an increase just so that there's some margin there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many factors that went into this, you know, as we mentioned right. earlier, 8% inflation
yeah.
1 year. I mean, yeah. the study for consolidation was done before COVID, before mm-hmm. all those price hikes. And so we're looking at, you know, I'm almost kind of marveling at how did the two communities not raise taxes in all of those years.
Yeah, it is kind of amazing to look back on that. Yeah. And the other, you know, perspective part of it too is remembering that the vote on consolidation to approve it to move forward was 5 years ago. So
yeah.
obviously, as you consider your own personal expenses and things, it's like how many of us are operating by the same budget that we were 5 years ago, even in our households.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
great analogy.
Another question in store here as we close things out, Ben, would be the fact that, you know, very crucial point, and you alluded to it earlier, is that, you know, you and Lisa are not going to be here forever. We need a new management team or a new manager for the new city of Dubois. What's that process looking like?
Yeah. So we will be advising the board to post the position for the new manager in January. And the reason that we're waiting until then is right now we don't really have the time to be doing the search between all the
yeah.
contracts and budget stuff that needs to be done, setting up the new accounting system. Our time is really, really limited over the coming 50 some days.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get past that reorganizational meeting and really probably past the first full-blown meeting where we can vote on a lot of things, that's when we can really start the thing in earnest. And so we'll post that position. Hopefully the board will be able to take resumes over the course of January, do some interviews in February. And I'd say the soonest you could actually install someone would be the end of March. So we'll probably be here for another quarter. But if they want to elongate that a little bit more, I mean, there's no reason to rush. So if the board wills that it maybe we start in March or something like that, there's nothing wrong with that. And I can appreciate it. I wouldn't want to come into a new community with to manage a budget that someone else crafted and such without, you know, them working out the kinks. Yeah, we would be amenable to that too. It's going to be whatever the board wants to do.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a crucial part of the process, and we'll see how it all transpires. Well, unfortunately, Ben, we've run out of time, but I want to thank you for spending time with us on Consolidation Countdown. We're looking forward to next month. Hopefully, both you and Lisa will be here, as it's going to be our final part of the Consolidation Countdown. Also want to thank you for, and this goes to you and to Lisa both, for all of the many hours that the two of you have invested in this process for the good of the Dubois and Sandy Township communities. We really appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome, but it is definitely a team effort that's beyond just the two of us. We have a broad team within our own company, and then the staff here at the city and the township have been amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again, Ben Kafferlin, for being with us on this November installment. Make sure you tune back in our December for our December installment, the final one for Consolidation Countdown on Connect FM.